Hello, and welcome to the Good Imaginations podcast. Today, we will journey to a field of wildflowers where you can unwind, reorient yourself, and, if you'd like, fall fast asleep. Before we begin our adventure, make sure you're settled. If you are seated, get comfortable. Listen to your spine and relax your shoulders. If you are lying down, get your covers and pillow where you want them. Create your nest. Very good. Now, take 3 deep breaths with me in preparation for the journey ahead. Let go of your day and travel to a vacation for your mind. Imagine with me. See, smell, and be present. Breathe with me now. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Slow and even. 1. Two. Three. Very good. Now, shut your eyes and let's drift off to the site of tonight's adventure. It's a sunny afternoon. You are standing in a field of flowers. They are tall, yellow, and just dry enough that they chatter soothingly in the wind. Bright, feathery, pink buds sway in the breeze, and smaller blue forget-me-nots cover the ground. The air smells like hay and freshly cut grass, and a little bit like tangerine. The ground under your feet is soft. Not damp, but not hard. It's solid, grassy, and you are barefoot. You feel the blades of grass between your toes, springy and curling. The grass is green and new and silky. You stand in the middle of the field and hear the grass rustle around you. A soft hiss, murmuring and soothing, like the sound of the sea. You shut your eyes. The sound of the grass calms your heart. You take 3 deep breaths, one after the other. 1. 2. 3. The spicy, dry, fresh smell of the grass fills your nose as you breathe. You feel surrounded by fragrance. There are only natural smells here. The metallic scent of rainwater mingling with deep brown earth. The fragrance of the field. The deep, consoling, green smell of distant, giant trees. You can feel the heat of the sun on your back. It's like the gentle warmth of a fire on a cold night. The wind, when it sweeps over you, is cool. So when the sun hits you, the warmth makes you feel sleepy and safe. You feel like a cat. You want to curl up and yawn, and shut your eyes. You decide to sit down in the grass. It is surprisingly comfortable. The ground is springy, warm. The grass smells even sweeter now that you are closer to it. It smells like sunlight steeped in greenery. Now that you're sitting down, you realize you're getting sleepy. You feel profoundly safe in this huge, open field. The nearest forms of life are a few nearby butterflies, one purple, one white. The sun gleams on their wings. The brush of their wings is swift, then slow, and then they waft on the air like petals. Watching them, you feel at peace. You decide to lie down on your back and stare up at the sky. You do, and the ground supports your shoulders with its reassuring immensity. You lift your eyes and can see nothing but blue, bright blue. You feel like you've never seen so much blue before. The sky is clear. You gaze at it for minutes until finally a wisp of white appears. It sails overhead, slowly. You watch it pass, the single curl of pale cloud. Around you, the grass is tall. Your ears are filled with the music of the grass. It rushes back and forth around you in a song. The wind is warmer now that you are nestled down against the earth, as though the sun that has seeped into the grass is passing over you like that wisp of cloud, brushing you with light and warmth. The grass is tall enough that it sways over you, creating a shelter of color and sound. The colors begin to blur until the pale brown golden color and its chatter soothe you into a blur of consciousness. You feel sheltered, like you have entered a private cave, and only the sky knows you're here. You listen to the purr of the wind. You let your eyes rest on the feathery pink buds around you. They are pale pink, like natural dyed linen, a dusky pink. Each petal has a twirling end like saffron, a stem of silk that flows in the wind. In the eddies of wind, these threads swirl and shiver, like seaweed spinning in the depths of an icy clear river. The pale pink buds bob, like they are nodding at you, saying hello, reassuring you that it is safe to nap here under the kindness of the sky, in the warm glow of the grass. You shut your eyes. It is so nice to lie here, in the fragrance of the warm grass. Now that your eyes are closed, the sounds seem softer. The hush of the grass enfolds you, gentle, soothing. The sun beats down like the warmth of a fire. It is time for a nap. It is time to simply rest and let yourself be. Nothing can harm you. No one wants anything from you. The field seems to be all for you, like a kind spirit that knows you need rest. Now that you and the field have found each other, you have this funny sense that the field is going to take care of you, that everything is going to be all right. As you nap, you know that the beautiful smells of the rich earth and the spicy grass and the flowers that smell like tangerine will steep into you. Your fears and worries will flow out, replaced by the quiet, eternal, natural love of the world. You have entered a secret spot. Only the grass and the sun and the sky know that you're here. The world is entirely yours. Slowly, and without worry, you drift off to sleep.